I'm Andy Bates. In studio with me today, friends from the Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society to share with us about the work of the society. In studio today, Demolash Yosef. Demolash, welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you in studio today. And Gumicho Olana, is that right?
Yes.
Gumicho, thank you for joining me in studio today. Who can tell me let's start with Oromo. What is Oromo? And then we'll talk about the Mission Society as well. Who are the Oromo?
Okay. I will speak about Oromo, and then my brother will talk about the Mission Society. Oromo is a people in the Horn of Africa. And the Horn of Africa, and mainly in Ethiopia, and that is the largest ethnic group in Ethiopia, and they speak Afan Oromo as the main language. And in Ethiopia also there is a federal state which is called Oromia, and this Oromia regional state belongs to the Oromo people predominantly. And even in the Horn of Africa, the Oromo is one big entity of a group of people and call themselves Oromo. So.
Yeah. So this is a history that perhaps has a history and a people group that perhaps aren't as well known in the United States today. But how many would you say are in the United States that are Oromo?
Oh, it could be in maybe 500,000, maybe, because we don't have the exact figure of the Oromo population in the United States, but we have there are a large population of Ethiopians in the United States, especially in main cities like Los Angeles, California, and Minneapolis, and then Washington, D.C., and then all these people, and the Oromo people are intermingled with these Ethiopians. And so they are Ethiopians in one part, but the Oromo is, and they have their own identity and then own and language and culture. And in terms of the Ethiopian population, Oromo is half of the half of the Ethiopian population. So the Ethiopian population is about 80 million, and maybe the population of Oromo is estimated to be around 35 or more million.
Yeah. You mentioned Oromo have their own identity, their own culture. How would you describe Oromo identity, Oromo culture?
Yeah, Oromo is traditionally is a very typical African nation, and they speak their language is called Afan Oromo. And traditionally, the Oromo people they have their own religion and very different kind of social system, which we call Gada. And sometimes we say the Gada is the most democratic kind of age system, which people are used to socially manage their settings. That's what makes them different. And nowadays, there are other parts of Oromia where they still practice those traditions, but now the Oromo people embrace maybe three main religions, that is the Evangelical, Lutheran, and then Orthodox, I mean, generally Christians, and the other part is Muslim, and there is a minority which are non-believers. So it's a mix. Now, at the present, there's a mixture of all these features is displayed. So,
So let's talk about the Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society. What is the work of Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society?
All right, thank you. As my brother said, Oromo is the largest ethnic group from Ethiopia, and here in the United States, the largest population of the Ethiopian who are immigrated here. So the Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society is a mission society who is planning and envision to reach out this population. And as my brother said, majority of the Oromos are the Muslims, and also I'm also from the Muslim background. So if you take in Minneapolis, where I am living, there are estimated about 40,000 Oromos are living in the twin cities. So our vision is to reach out this this population, and out of 40,000, maybe 80 to 85% of them are Muslims. So the plan and the vision of this Oromo Mission Society is just reaching out this Oromo group. And we are working under the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. So, and we started this Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society in 2012. There were few Oromo churches who were already working with LCMS at that time. So when we started, we were four in 2012. And now, in God's grace and God's help, we reached about 16 now. It's the very fast growing church, so that's what we are doing now. So reaching out Oromo and a kind of church planting and working under the umbrella of LCMS churches.
What would you say are obstacles to reaching the Oromo with the gospel? Are there obstacles?
Yes, there are obstacles, as others, so especially as I've said, majority of the Oromos are the Muslims. So if you see the political movement, everything. So for nowadays, reaching out the Muslims with the gospel is getting very harder. So because of the radicals, and this is the problems also with the Oromo Muslim communities. They are mostly black for the gospel because they see us as a Western religion, and which is against them. So that's one of our challenge. The other challenge is the culture. We are from Ethiopia and living in this culture. So that's also one of our challenges to reach out there. But in mostly because of they are Muslims, that's our main challenge. Yeah.
What are your goals for as a mission society to reach the Oromo? What are your goals moving forward?
I think the main goal for the mission society is that number one is just to reach to the immigrants here, especially the Oromo immigrants, because there is a lot of displacement in Ethiopia, and especially in Africa. We know that people are migrating to the northern and to the United States, and most of these people, they travel through different part of Africa, Kenya, Sudan, and then they, in result, they will come to the United States. And some come as Christians, and some are just unbelievers. And then when they come to the United States, the main place they need is where they can get comfort, and in many forms. So the Mission Society is a means to reach out to these new communities, the immigrant, and then reach out to them with the gospel, because we believe that these new communities, at the end, they will become a kind of a mission post, not only here but even at home. So that is the main target of the Mission Society. Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that there is a large Oromo population in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. Are there other large groups across the United States? Where would we find more Oromo families in communities?
The largest Oromo community is Minneapolis, Washington D.C., and Seattle, and Ohio is the number one. Another one. So we have almost in all parts of United States, and I switch association of these Oromo speaking evangelical. We have about 24, but some of them are not related to LCMS, but predominantly Lutherans, and we have about 24 of congregations, and one of the big congregations are in Minneapolis in Washington D.C. Their members is about 500, could be 300, 500, and very strong congregations. But the other part of the region, for example, I come from Los Angeles, and we have a lot of Ethiopians, and there are a portion of Oromo-speaking communities there. I minister to them. And but Los Angeles is a big city, and sometimes maybe uncomfortable for the immigrant community to settle. But we have everywhere. Yeah, we have them everywhere.
How can we learn more about Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society and your work?
Yeah, we have a website which is www.oelms, which is Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society. That's our website. Of course, it is under construction, but you can get some what is our vision, our mission, and our contact. So you can go there. And we have a brochures. Maybe we can put some here. Mm-hmm. So that's for now. And that's we connect. And in as I've said, we have 60 churches in 60 different districts. So maybe if people want to know, maybe there is Oromos in their district, so they can maybe get access from that. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for being my guest today, Demolash Yosef. Thank you for being my guest, and Gamichu Olana from both from the Oromo Evangelical Lutheran Mission Society. Thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.